Good afternoon. This is Chris Robinson with Top Field Ag Marketing with your Ag Web comment for the weekly outlook. Today is Monday, March 5th, 2018. We're after a lower trade overnight. The market has regained a bid. It seems that the initial panic over people trading the headlines, worried about a trade war, an imminent trade war, suddenly descending upon us, those were overblown. Stock markets come back here nicely off the bottom. And as far as the grains, overall, the picture is still outstanding. We've got corn and wheat at six-month highs. In the last 5 to 6 weeks, we've had corn rally 34 cents. We've had Chicago wheat rally 94 cents. And old crop soybeans rallied $1.25. So we've got a one-year high in beans, six-month high in corn and wheat. What we are doing here at Top Third is we are not capping your upside. We're not doing anything when we're selling calls out there to limit our upside in case we have a continued weather market this year. With volatility as low as it is, this is not the time you want to be selling premium out there, especially if you're locking yourself in. There are some people doing strategies where they're selling two or three calls to pay for a put. That can really open up yourself to some problems if we have a drought this year. Now, it's March 5th. 2018. I have no idea. Nobody has any idea if we're going to have growing issues this year. So, but that being said, why would you want to hem yourselves in? This is the time to take advantage of these prices. We've got corn on the board at 403, 404. You got to remember, back in 2017, our high for the year was $4.17. 2016, we were around 425. So we're closing in on what had been arguably, the highs in the last couple of years. We're only about a 10 to 15 cents away from those. So we're not looking to cap that. We're hoping that we get a continued move higher, but we are setting hedges. And so we're recommending a combination of making cash sales here, getting some cash sales on the books, and also getting your risk on paper. For all your unpriced anticipated production, you would want to get your risk on paper in the form of a put. You're not capping the upside. All you're doing is establishing a floor for a specific amount of time. So that's exactly what we do here at Top Third. If you're looking for help with your marketing, give us a call. At the end of the day, you're a producer, if you're growing corn, wheat, and beans, or if you're a rancher, every day you get up, you are a net long speculator. You've already made the decision to be long this product. What we do here is keep your upside completely open while looking for opportunities to capture good prices after the types of rallies that we've seen here. Again, you have corn and wheat at six-month highs. You have soybeans at a one-year high. This is a marketing opportunity. This is Chris Robinson with Top Third Ag Marketing. Have a great week.